Track 10. 10 Heritage Hotspots in Great Yarmouth. This month we are heading to the coast to immerse ourselves in the heritage of this historic port and seaside resort.
10 Hotspots in Great Yarmouth. Number 1. The Time and Tide Museum. Step into Great Yarmouth's maritime past at this award-winning museum, housed in a converted Victorian herring curing works. Wander through a recreation of a Victorian row, one of the narrow alleyways which crisscrossed the town and were home to the town's fishing and merchant families, and see inside a fisherman's house. Experience the sights and smells of a smokehouse and discover how the town's fishing industry once thrived. Artifacts, audio stories and hands-on exhibits make it a really atmospheric journey through local heritage. The museum's current exhibition, Cabaret Mechanical Marvels, runs until September the 14th and is an interactive journey into the wild and wonderful world of automata, where science, technology, engineering, art and mathematics meet. It features hands-on mechanical exhibits and original artifacts, showcasing some of the finest automata makers, including Ron Fuller, the well-known toy maker and artist who lived and worked in Suffolk, and an exhibition celebrating the 70th birthday of Dick Bruner's lovable character Miffy opens on Saturday, October the 11th. Number 2. Victorian Waterways. You can enjoy a taste of Italy at the beautifully restored Venetian Waterways, which features winding canals, miniature bridges, walkways and ornamental gardens. The waterways and boating lake have been part of Marine Parade for almost 100 years. The boating lake opened in 1926, followed by the Venetian waterways in 1928. They were designed by S.P. Thompson and built as part of a relief work scheme for local people who were unemployed after the First World War. As British seaside holidays declined in popularity from the 1960s, visitor numbers dwindled and the site closed in 2011. However, in 2019, it reopened after being restored to its former glory and now welcomes thousands of visitors a year. On the north side of the park, you can hire boats or pedalos, or you can simply while away the time at the cafe. Number 3. Hippodrome Circus, built in 1903 by the legendary circus showman George Gilbert. The Hippodrome is Britain's only surviving total circus building and one of only three in the world. It produces four action-packed shows during the year, at Easter, during the summer, at Halloween and Christmas, all culminating with a spectacular watery finale as the circus ring sinks and is transformed into a giant pool. You never forget the awe of seeing it for the first time. There's still time to catch this year's summer spectacular circus and water show around the world, featuring some of the world's greatest circus acts alongside popular hosts Jack Jay and Johnny Mack. It runs until Sunday, September the 14th. Number 4. The Piers. Great Yarmouth has two piers, the 210-metre Wellington, which opened in 1853, and the Britannia Pier, which first welcomed visitors in 1858. The Wellington is a fun family entertainment centre with a 10-pin bowling alley, diner and amusement arcade, whilst the Britannia, which has just had a smart Art Deco-style facelift, has a traditional end-of-the-pier fun fair, show bar and theatre, and a new indoor entertainment centre. Joyland Fun Park is just next door with the famous Snails and Terralian Tubs rides, and out of the seafront's iconic buildings, the Winter Gardens is currently undergoing a huge restoration. Number 5. The Scenic Railway. A trip on the Scenic Railway sounds like it would be a gentle, leisurely excursion, but think again. It's actually a wooden roller coaster featuring 9 nail-biting drops. Built in 1932 and part of the Pleasure Beach, it's one of only 2 roller coasters of its kind left in the country. The other is at Dreamland in Margate. It was built in France in 1928 and has 3 trains, which each carry up to 30 people, with a seated operator controlling the brakes at the rear of the first carriage. Once the train reaches the summit, it travels under gravity until it arrives back at the station. Number 6. The Medieval Town Wall. Great Yarmouth boasts one of the most complete medieval town walls in England. Building work started in the late 13th century to protect the town from potential invasions, and 11 of the original 16 defensive towers still stand today. An interesting circular central town walk of around a mile starts at the end of Vauxhall railway station. Places of interest on the route include the birthplace of Black Beauty writer Anna Sewell, the site of the Wrestlers Inn, where Lord Nelson and Lady Hamilton once stayed, and St Nicholas Minster. You can download the map at visitgreatyarmouth.co.uk. Number 7. The Toll House Jail, one of the oldest prisons in the UK. The Toll House Jail dates back to the 12th century and served as a place of incarceration, justice and punishment for more than 800 years. Located near the marketplace, it offers a chilling glimpse into the darker chapters of history. You can explore original prison cells, hear tales of smugglers, pirates and witches, and experience what life was like behind its bars. Number 8. The Elizabethan House Museum. Managed by the National Trust, the Elizabethan House Museum offers a look into domestic life during the Tudor and Stuart periods. This beautifully preserved merchant's house on South Quay lets you walk through wood-panelled rooms filled with period furnishings and historic artefacts. Learn about Civil War connections, visit the dining room where Oliver Cromwell is said to have stayed, and admire the kitchen with its authentic Tudor hearth. The museum hosts costumed interpreters and family-friendly activities that bring the 16th and 17th centuries to life. Number 9. St Nicholas Minster, founded in 1101 by Herbert de Lozinga, Bishop of Norwich. St Nicholas Minster is the largest parish church in England by floor area. Originally built as a priory, this imposing Norman structure was heavily restored after suffering bomb damage during the Second World War, but still retains centuries of architectural detail. Step inside to admire the soaring nave, beautiful stained glass windows and impressive organ, and the churchyard features maritime memorials. And number 10, South Quay. Once one of the wealthiest and busiest ports in England, South Quay is lined with Georgian merchants' houses and centuries-old warehouses. A stroll here is like stepping back in time to when Great Yarmouth thrived on herring exports and international trade. Architectural highlights include the handsome town hall, which was built in the 1880s.